And now this is a dictation for Veronica Schutt, S-C-H-U-T-T, November 1940. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up Mrs. Schultz, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Last visit in June, comes accompanied with his son. Patient remains at Maplewood, assisted living. Patient only eating one meal a day. She wants to eat at her room. Facility will not allow her. Son does not want to force her to do anything. She's also kind of down because of other residents that she was friend of has passed away. Complaining of frequent diarrhea, but no bleeding, no abdominal pain or vomiting or dysphagia. Uses a walker, denies infection in the urine. Denied chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, other review system negative. I review medications. I want to highlight the diltiazem, hydralazine, Lasix. Anticoagulated with Xarelto. Sugars at home are high, not infrequently upper 200s or 300s. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 136/90. Bilateral JBD, distant resounds, no pleural effusion, distal heart tones, non-AFib, not tachycardic, no pericardial wrap, or weight of the abdomen, no tenderness, about 2 plus edema bilateral below the knees, good brachial pulses, decreased radial pulses. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, December. Creatinine 2 for a GFR of 24, which still is within baseline or minor change. Low sodium, mild increased potassium 5.2, normal acid base, low nutrition, normal calcium phosphorus, anemia 11.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Next number, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension, continued pressure medication. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. I'm not aware of bleeding. Next number, anemia, stable. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, significant weight loss, not eating well. Patient son does not want to add any supplements. Wants to do mother where she is. She wants to eat. She eats. She was not. She doesn't want to. She doesn't. Does not encourage any further changes. Clinically, no decompensation of CHF. Monitor on potassium and low sodium. Present levels that not require dialysis. I'm not sure if she will ever do. Continue to follow with you, end of dictation.